Cardinal David begins his reflection by noting that Filipinos have a natural disposition to hope, as consistently evidenced by surveys spanning decades. According to these opinion researchers, over 90% of Filipinos have a positive outlook to the future, and experts agree that it is primarily because of their deep religiosity and faith in God. Despite our struggles and frustrations, Cardinal David observed, we will always hold on to the belief that God has mercy or that God will take care. For some it may seem fatalistic, but for many it is a declaration of trust and confidence that with God all things can be done. On the other hand, Cardinal David acknowledged that some stark realities such as poverty, the devastating impact of climate change, mental health challenges and political discord can make hope elusive and scarce. In this context, the 2025 Jubilee year challenges us to be obstinate in our faith. Pope Francis, he explained, chose a theme of hope to help everyone gain new strength and certainty by looking to the future with an open spirit, a trusting heart, and a far-sighted vision. The head of the Filipino bishops urged the faithful to embrace the Jubilee year as an opportunity for spiritual renewal and structural reform within the church, highlighting the importance of walking together in faith as a community. Indeed, as pilgrims of hope, we are summoned to move forward together in synodality, he said, recalling that the logo of the Jubilee year, depicting God's people in a boat sailing on the turbulent sea with a cross as their anchor, is a powerful reminder that we are all on the same boat, called to conversion of relationships. I am Lisa Zingarini.